Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith, how the two come together and lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan. 'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all
about somebody who saved my soul. Welcome to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern, and you listen to this this show, really comfortable talking to guys, you know, in different worlds of sport, right? Football, basketball, baseball. Had, golfer on and bowling guy on once and some wrestling guys. Pretty comfortable. I've only had one guy that's been involved in fishing, and that's going to tell you everything you need to know about me. The whole cane pole with the bobber and all that stuff. I haven't done a lot of fishing in my life. I've enjoyed it when I have. I don't have a ton of patience. But I'm excited about today's show. I got a chance to talk to our guest, Trevor Rubel. He's the founder and director of Hooked for Life Ministries. I talked to him off the air a little bit and told him I'd talk a little bit of smack, but man, there's not a lot of smack I could talk to anybody who knows what they're doing with a fishing pole. And hey, Trevor, thanks a lot for a few minutes of your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a blessing to be with you.
Yeah, thank you for that. Hey, before we get into your background, so is there a particular kind of fish you like fishing for the most?
I'd say probably a smallmouth bass.
Yeah, I think I've probably caught more of the bluegill kind of fish than anything else. And you know, I always when we were kids, my dad would say, "Well, you got to clean them if you want to eat them." And so I'd just throw them back. I didn't know how to clean them. I didn't know how to do any of that stuff. Have you been fishing for a long time?
You know what? I remember having an uncle that taught me how to fish when I was 4 years old. And I've been fishing ever since.
Man, what is his name?
His name was Larry.
You know what, Larry? Hey, you know what? Good for you. To have the patience to teach a four-year-old how to fish is, look, I'm much older than that. I'm a grandfather of five, and I just, man, I'm okay baiting the hook. I'm okay putting the night crawlers or whatever it is on the hook. I'm okay with all that. Where I really struggle is when the line gets tangled or the fish takes the hook off and you got to put a new hook on. Man, I have no idea how to do any of that. Hey, Trevor, let's talk a little bit about your background, where you grew up and where you're living now.
Yeah, I am from an area called Roanoke, Virginia. I've been here all my life with the exception of going to college and graduate school. So I'm actually living in a little town right next to Roanoke called Salem, Virginia now.
Man, so you've been born and raised in Virginia. You enjoy that part of the country. You enjoy that part of the country?
I do. It's beautiful. We're kind of nestled in the Blue Ridge Mountains. So surrounded by mountains and lots of water. It's great.
Man, good for you. Hey, so growing up there, you obviously went to grade school and high school there, and were you an athlete? Did you play a lot of sports?
I played football. Football was my sport. Played a little basketball, but I was a little clumsy with basketball. Stuck with football.
Trevor, I could have helped you. I coached for 36 years. And in fact, if you're watching any of the NCAA tournament, by the time this airs, I don't know if the Cyclones from Iowa State will still be playing, but I know the head coach really well, and his top assistant coached for 4 years in high school, and I'll tell you what, they took it to my Badgers pretty good, and we'll see if they can continue to play defense the way they played against the Badgers up here in Milwaukee last weekend. Hey, Trevor, let's talk a little bit about Hooked for Life Ministries, and we're going to spend three segments today with Trevor. Our fourth segment, we're going to talk to Jeremy Bach, Executive Director, Center for Christian Leadership at Wisconsin Lutheran College. They've got a concert with Casting Crowns coming up on Friday, April 1st, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. They do have some tickets yet available, and when Jeremy comes on, we'll talk a little bit about the amount of tickets and how they got Casting Crowns to come to Wisconsin Lutheran College. It's a pretty great story. So stick around for that. Hey, Trevor, let's talk. As we're talking with Trevor, it's Hooked for Life Ministries is why we're talking to him today. Hookedforlife.org is where you're going to want to go. And when I found this ministry, I thought it was all about, 100% getting groups of kids out, teaching them how to fish, and then starting to lead them down that path and talk to them about their faith. But the more I've spent on their website, this is way bigger than that. It's a lot. They have so much information for local churches that want to utilize Hooked for Life Ministries. And we'll talk a little bit about, that process as the show goes on. But, Trevor, let's talk a little bit about how and why you started Hooked for Life Ministries.
Sure. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to share. So, I fished all my life, and I was working as I'm a teacher by trade, and started a little fishing club in a school about 25 years ago or so. And once I started doing the things in the school, I had some people actually come out and join us, and one of them was a newspaper reporter, and she did an article on the little fishing club, and she asked me, why are you doing this? And I said, well, wholesome's a fishing, a fishing's a wholesome activity, and just trying to get kids involved in something other than all the distractions in society. She wrote the article, and she asked me, that question, why are you doing this? And I said, because once you get them hooked, you get them hooked for life. And so that kind of started something I really didn't realize was happening. The church group started asking me to come out and teach fishing. And when I did that, I started feeling the Lord maybe moving me in a direction to use fishing as an outreach. So I started writing some curriculum, putting fishing and faith together. And taking a fishing skill, teaching a fishing skill, and then tied it in with scripture. And it took me about 5 years to put together all the lessons in the curriculum. And once I did that, churches really started showing some interest, and we started moving to become a 501c3. And we became the ministry, that we are today. And so today we actually help churches use fishing as an outreach like we have. And so if a church can contact us, and we provide them with a curriculum and just basically the resources to use fishing as an outreach in their community.
Yeah, I was on the curriculum this morning looking through it, and I'll tell you what, if I'm at a local church that is looking for something a little bit different and a little bit kind of out of the beaten path, I can tell you that you guys do a great job of giving the tools to any local church that wants to look into this, that wants to get involved in this. And one of the things that I highlighted, and I printed a few pages off your website, I really like the fact that when you guys talk about this, each lesson plan consists of three components: fishing, faith, right, and fellowship. And what a great combination. Look, I didn't know until I spent more time on your website, because it, for a guy who doesn't think about fishing, right, it's just not something that I've done or think about. But then when you start to read your curriculum, and then you start to look at what the three components of each plan, each lesson plan, consists of: fishing, faith, and fellowship. And there's a lot of really nice tie-ins with the Bible, with fishing. There's a lot of things you can teach. And I know we're going to talk about one of them in particular a little bit later in the show, but I love the fact that you guys are right there saying, look, here's what each lesson consists of. Now look at the curriculum and let's have some discussions with this. As we continue to talk about this whole part of Hooked for Life, I think is really interesting to me. You can go to, it's one word, hookedforlife.org. Hookedforlife.org. There's a number of things that you can look at. I would tell you this. Don't think that you're going to go to this website and walk out the door 5 minutes later. Like, if you're ready to go to the store, don't go to Hooked for Life, because you're going to be on it for about a half hour. There's some really interesting things in here that caught my attention, and I would highly recommend hookforlife.org. If you're a local church, if you do youth groups, if you're looking for something and you've been praying about, hey, Lord, but you know what, send something my way so that we can just continue our mission and continue getting our kids, you know, excited about, you know, learning more about the Lord. This Hooked for Life will get you there. I can tell you that. Hey, what kind of response have you gotten from local churches throughout the country? Have they been excited about this?
Yeah, we've been doing this for about 20 years, and there have been churches all over the country who have started Hooked for Life ministries in their church, and churches use it in different ways. So when a church reaches out to us, we'll send the curriculum, and then we kind of help them plan. And as they're praying how the Lord wants them to use it, some use it as a summer camp, some do like a long-term Bible study, and then others may just use it, as a short outreach, maybe a weekend retreat, or every once in a while they'll have an outreach in the community. The ministry doesn't really hold any church to how they deliver it. We suggest they just take the curriculum and implement it however God's calling them to do it. So over the last 20 years, hundreds of churches across the country have used it as an outreach. And the interesting thing is, it's not just been used to reach youth, but other adult groups, just it's a variety of how the groups that churches have reached out to with Hooked for Life.
Trevor Rubel, again, he is the founder and director for Hooked for Life Ministries. Hookedforlife.org is where you're going to want to go. And when you get there, if you are a church that's looking, and again, it's for adults or it's for, you know, for our youth and our kids, go to the curriculum, look at the extended program, the short-term program, and the HFL ministry guide, and you can download a sample lesson. And I'm just telling you that when you get there, spend some time there. And why fishing? Well, I didn't realize the amount of people that go fishing. I just didn't. And it is a universal sport. What I like about, again, on the website, the outdoors is a great place to connect with God, the Creator. And that is 100% true. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to ask Trevor to share his testimony with us. And then we're going to talk more about Hooked for Life and some of the things that here in the state of Wisconsin and throughout the state, there are more lakes here than, you know, especially summertime. And a lot of adults and kids love to go fishing. What a great way to tie this all together. Again, hookedforlife.org. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about
somebody who saved my soul. Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks for listening. Again, flying solo this week. Looking forward to getting Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church back in studio. Our guest for the first three segments today, he is Trevor Rubel. He's the founder and director for Hooked for Life Ministries. Hookedforlife.org is where you're going to want to go. And if you're feeling led to help this nonprofit continue in its mission and what it's doing, if you go to the contact page, and that's what I did to get a hold of him. You just fill out a couple of different things and your name, your email address, and then what the message is. And if you want to learn more, or you want to talk to Trevor, go to that on the website, go to the contact page, put your contact information in. And I understand that, look, when we talked the other day, you said, I'm not doing this radio show, you know, to try to get people to donate. And I said, I understand that. But I think it's important if people are feeling led that, boy, this is exactly what I'm looking for to be able to help a guy like this. Let's give them that opportunity. Hey, Trevor, can we talk a little bit about your testimony? Second segment on Faith in the Zone, it certainly is my favorite. And I get a lot of people talking to me about our second segment because that's when we asked our guests to share their testimony. And everybody's got a story about it and looking forward to hearing yours.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I grew up in a fatherless home. My dad was absent. Was raised by my mother and my grandmother. And they raised my two brothers and myself. And so they made sure that we were in church and hearing God's word. And, you know, I kind of found an escape fishing. You know, going through the pain of not having my dad around, I realize now when I look back that fishing in the outdoors was a way that I could maybe cope with the pain of not having my dad around. And I remember when I was 11 years old, I was sitting in church and I just felt the Lord calling me to himself. I felt this Holy Spirit just pour over me. I can remember I just stood up, walked down the aisle in tears and told the pastor, I need Jesus in my life.
Amen.
And from that point on, you know, I began, you know, I started to grow in Christ. But, you know, like many of us, there were times in my life where I didn't seek him and involve him in my life. But when we look back over our lives or mine, I realized despite my humanness and despite times when I strayed from him, he was always there. And, you know, I look back now and I think about all the time I spent fishing and talking to him in the outdoors. You know, it was part of this entire journey that he has put me on. And so I just, you know, as far as my story goes, God came and reached me where I was. You know, he came to the riverbank. He came to, you know, times in my life that I struggled. And despite my struggles, he still directed my path.
Amen to that.
You know, to this day, I look back and I think, God, are you sure you're going to use somebody like me?
Yeah.
But that's really my journey. I mean, I realized, as I became a dad myself and that, God really is the only father we need. But it's a blessing to have a great earthly father. Right.
Yes.
But even if we don't, God you know, is there for us and is waiting for us to come to him. So that's kind of a little bit about my testimony.
Hey, Trevor, you know what I love? You know, I don't mean to cut you off. You know what I love about your testimony? And I say this too, that God meets you where you're at. And I've said this 100 times on this show. There are guys on the show. The worst thing they ever did was steal a candy bar, and so they're feeling like, you know what? I know I'm a human, but boy, I haven't really sinned a ton, and so I'm feeling pretty good about him accepting me into his family. Well, then you got guys like me. And Pastor Terrell Strubber and guys that, man, we have done a lot of things, but he met us where we are too, which is just amazing to me, Trevor.
Well, what I find interesting when we're out working with groups and people that don't know the Lord, so many believe that there's no way God could forgive me. And the reality of it is, if we look in the Bible, the only people God had to use was sinners.
Right?
Right. So I have a friend of mine that said, you know, there's always hope for all of us. And especially if we look when Jesus was hanging on the cross and the thief said to him, remember me today in paradise. This is a man that lived his entire life in sin. And Jesus, because of the man's faith in Christ, Jesus saved him that day. And so don't ever, for anyone listening, don't ever believe that you've gone too far for God not to save. Because we're actually, those of us that know that we need him, we're the ones he came to save.
And I thank him for that, because... Boy, as messed up as our world can be, I'm an old grandfather of 5 grandsons. I don't know if it's ever been, you know, in my world and in my eyes, this messed up. But when you lay your head on the pillow at night and all of that stuff going through your head, if you just you pray and say, Lord, you take that. You know what? Let me just continue to do what I need to do here for you, and you handle the rest of that. But it's getting harder. It is getting harder, okay. Trevor, to do that for sure. Hey, how many kids do you have? You have one child?
I have two. I have two daughters, and they're actually adults now. So you know, time flies.
Yeah, days go slow and years go fast, right? Are your daughters in the Virginia area?
They are. They're both in Virginia. My oldest is married, and my youngest is in college at George Mason University.
Man.
And I will tell you, and you know this, I'm sure, they are my greatest blessings in life.
Wait,
they truly are.
Wait till those grandkids come. Wait. I want a granddaughter. I want a granddaughter. I got 5 grandsons and I love them all.
You need a granddaughter.
I need one and we'll see. But these 5 grandsons are something else. My daughter has 4. And then my son and his wife have 1. And my daughter has a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 3-month-year-old. So
I'm just, you're busy,
man. And they live not quite 10 minutes away from us. And then my son lives about 15 minutes away. So it's all, we go one way to see the 4. We go the other way to see the 1. And, hey, those, the grandsons love to fish, by the way, the 3, Keegan, Logan, and Beckett. And my son-in-law, John, he's a really good dad, and he will take them every once in a while. They've all got their own fishing poles, and they'll go out fishing. And it's just fun when he sends a couple of pictures, and the kids are arguing whose fish was bigger and stuff like that. So, hey, before we get to a break, when I go to your website, I've been reading Sinkers in Sin. And it's really interesting, the tie-in that you have with that. And again, you can go to hookedforlife.org. And our special guest for the first three segments is Trevor Rubel. He is the founder and director for Hooked for Life Ministries. Can we talk a little bit about Sinkers in Sin and where, how that came to be? Because that's a really interesting piece that I just spent a lot of time on. First of all, I didn't realize there was that many different kinds of sinkers, by the way. Thank you for that. But I really think there's a great natural tie with Sinkers in Sin, and thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, so when I was writing the curriculum, I looked at different basic fishing skills that people would need just to enjoy the sport. So when I looked at sinkers, there's so many different sinkers and different shapes and different sizes. And so as I was writing the lesson, I asked the Lord to kind of give me some insight into how that could be connected to his truth and his word. So when you look at the word sinkers, the word sin is in sinkers.
Yep.
And if you think about what a fishing sinker does, its intention is to weight down the bait and keep it down. And so when we look in scripture and we look at sin, sin does the same thing to our lives. Sin takes us down, and it can keep us down if we don't hand that over to Christ. And so the idea behind the lesson is every time a youth, adult, whoever has been exposed to the lesson, hopefully will pick up that sinker and be reminded of what sin does. And if they have any sin in their life, the lesson teaches them that Jesus came to take the weight of that sin away from them. So one of the great things I love to do in that lesson is when I'm working with a group, I hand every group a very small BB sinker. It's called a BB. It's very light. It's round. You may have used it when you fish for bluegill.
Yeah. No, you know what? Is it kind of black and the little ones, right?
Yeah, tiny ones.
Yep.
And then I take a really big 8-ounce pyramid sinker that you would use at the beach. And I say to them, you know, to us as humans, as people, that little BB might represent a little white lie. And that big 8-ounce sinker might you know, represent murder or something we find as humans very egregious. But to God, all sin is the same. And I take the two and I drop them. And the point is that sin takes us down, doesn't matter what the sin is. So as they're holding the BB, we pray. And then I say, if there's any sin in our lives, Lord, bring it to our minds and help us to give it to you. And then once we pray, I'll walk around with a cup. And if you've asked God to forgive you of your sin, just drop it in the cup and let go of that weight. And so the whole idea is, like I said, every time we pick up a sinker, asking the Lord, is there any sin in my life? And will you take it from me?
Amen.
So that's how the lessons work. All the lessons kind of work with taking the fishing skill and then looking at scripture and tying it together. And then every lesson ends with our need for Christ. And that's essentially how it works.
Hooked for Life, it's a nonprofit organization devoted to sharing Jesus Christ with children and families, churches through the sport of fishing. It's helping Christ-centered churches use fishing as a new and exciting way to share the love and grace of Jesus Christ. If you are a church looking for something a little bit different, I would definitely go to this website. And trust me, when you get on the website, there's some great pictures, really good stories. That curriculum really will catch your interest. how they've tied these two together. And again, in every lesson, it's fishing, faith, and fellowship. Go to hookedforlife.org. Hookedforlife.org. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, got a few more questions for Trevor Rubel. Again, he's the founder and director for Hooked for Life Ministries. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Here are your hosts, Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Kellner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. Again, I'm Mike McGivern flying solo this week. Our fourth segment, after we finish with Trevor Rubel, we're going to get to Jeremy Bach, Executive Director, Center for Christian Leadership. They have a concert coming up Friday on campus with Casting Crowns. And if you listen to the show, you know the music that I use for this show is a Casting Crowns song. And looking forward to, my wife Terry and I are looking forward to going to that concert on Friday. Hey, Trevor, first, let me just say thanks a lot for your willingness to come on and the time you've given us. When you think about Hooked for Life and the progress you've made, is there some things that keep you up at night when it comes to this nonprofit mission that you have with Hooked for Life?
I'd say probably just making sure that the ministry is doing exactly what God has called it to do. And, being mindful of his mission and just giving him glory for every opportunity we have to share the gospel through fishing.
Boy, that's awesome. How I know through COVID, and we had this conversation off the air, Yeah. You know, things have really changed, in our world, and I think they're starting to get back a little bit closer to normal, and I think it's going to continue that way. But the idea of taking a bunch of kids or a bunch of people out for fishing is not something that a lot of churches, you know, probably were looking to do. And did you feel like it's going to start coming back soon?
Yeah, I think it is. Over the last couple of years, we've noticed that fewer and fewer churches, excuse me, are not taking people out or doing a whole lot of outreach. But more and more churches are contacting us now. So I think so. One of the things we tried to do during that time is send out a little devotional book that we have. And so if anybody's listening and they're interested in getting the devotional book, they can fill the form out and we'll get in touch with them and get them some devotion books. But I think it's picking back up.
I do too. Again, go to that website, one word, hookedforlife.org. And if you're a church that is interested in getting involved or talking to Trevor Moore, there's a simple contact page. Or if you're feeling led to help him continue this ministry and you want to donate, you know, $20 or whatever it is that you want to donate, go to that contact page and send him an email and he will reach out and get in contact with you. Hey, when we have our guys on for the last segment, a lot of times we'll ask them about, you know, where they played and who they played for. And I know that you played football in Pop Warner in high school and in a year in college. And if we were to take all those uniforms that you've put on in your entire life and put them in a closet, what uniform do you pull out? I'll give you one more game with that team. And who would you play against? How do you answer that?
Yeah, so it would have to be my senior year of high school. I was number 79. I played both ways. I played offensive tackle, and I played nose guard. And we were playing in a game that would take us to the state championship against a military school called Fishburne Military School. It was pouring the rain. And I was playing nose guard, and we were down by, I think, 3 points or something like that. I was in front of the center. I was playing nose guard, and he went to snap the ball, and it came out of his hands before it got to the quarterback, and I was able to jump on it in the middle of just this huge mud pit. And so we got the ball back. And there was just a little bit of time left. And unfortunately, we didn't score a touchdown and lost. Oh. So we didn't get to go to the state championship. And that was my last game my senior year. So if I had to do it all over again, I want that jersey out. And I want to have the opportunity to go back and try to win that game one more time.
Did you go to North Cross School? Is that where you went?
Yes, sir. North Cross School. Yeah.
Man. Well, you know what? I can hear the pain. The joy that you must have felt to be able to come out of that pile with that ball. Because, look, I know what happens on the bottom of those piles, pal. You got to be pretty tough to hold on to that thing.
Well, I was fortunate and blessed to have the opportunity to grab that ball. It's probably one of the best plays I ever had in my life, but it really wasn't anything I did.
Yeah, hey, you know what? The ball ended up in your hands. That's the key right there. You would go back. What number were you back then?
I was 79.
Man, 79. He just wanted one more. I can tell you that a lot of guys after, you know, I coached basketball for a long time, and a lot of guys with, you know, I do some things. I'm the sideline reporter for the high school football game of the week. And Trevor, it's only because they can't afford a good-looking girl. They get all this. This is what I tell what I tell people. But I'll have guys come up and say, look, I didn't play hard in high school. I was looking at the cheerleader. I was doing this, doing that, and I wish that I could get one back just once. I'd go hard all week in practice. I'd go hard all night.
Yeah.
You know, one home game under the lights. If you could get that for me, and I can't, but man, I tell high school kids that, and they roll their eyes at me because I'm the old guy, right? I'm the old grandfather. Right. He doesn't know. He's been out of this way too long, that kind of stuff. Hey, Trevor, thank you so much. Trevor Rubel, again, founder and director, Hooked for Life Ministries. Go to hookedforlife.org. Local churches, if you're in charge of the youth groups in the local churches, if you're looking for something to get some of the adults, something a little bit different, I can tell you that this website, it's really good, and it's going to hold your attention. It's got a lot of great information on it. hookedforlife.org. Trevor, thanks a lot for your time, brother. Have a great week.
Mike, thank you.
You got
you
it.
Do the same, and God bless you.
God bless you as well. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Because I'm just a nobody, we're trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM The Fan. So I thank Trevor Rubel. Man, what a good guest from Hooked for Life Ministries. We don't talk fishing much on this show, I have to be honest with you, but he certainly is doing a great job with that ministry and the platform that the Lord has given him. We are now joined by Jeremy Bach. He is the Executive Director, Center for Christian Leadership at Wisconsin Lutheran College. He's getting to be kind of my go-to guy over at Wisconsin Lutheran College, and I appreciate a few minutes of his time. Jeremy, I got to tell you, I'm really excited for Friday. I am, and I've told you this story, but let me kind of tell you about casting crowns and how long it's been since I was supposed to have a date night with my wife on this 2 years ago. I bought us tickets, round-trip tickets to Fort Myers, Florida, and we're going to go see Casting Crowns at a venue in Fort Myers, then drive over to Sarasota, spend a few days with my brother and his wife. And then, you know, all this stuff going on, and they rescheduled that concert, so we rescheduled our trip. And it cost us a little money, but that's all right. It was a Christmas gift. My wife is excited. Her favorite band, bar none, her favorite band is Casting Crowns. I said, great. So now we're going to go. 3 days before we left, they rescheduled that concert again. And so we flew into Fort Myers, drove right past the concert hall where they were going to be, and drove to Sarasota and spent some time with my brother, which was great. But we both said, you know, we just lost out on that concert. And I said, honey, if they ever come to Milwaukee, I'll find out about it, and we will go. So this Friday, April 1st, my wife Terry and I will be at the Recreation Complex over at Wisconsin Lutheran College, and we cannot wait. Casting Crowns, there's only like a few tickets left. I can tell you probably around 100, maybe a few more than 100 for this concert that not only are they going to be there, we are messengers, and Jonathan Traylor will be there as well. 7 o'clock this Friday at Wisconsin Lutheran College, the Healer Tour. And I just wanted to have Jeremy come on and talk a little bit about how great it is that a band like Casting Crowns is coming to Wisconsin Lutheran College. Jeremy Bach, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great, and glad you can be a part of it.
Man, I'm so excited. Listen, I understand. For me, Wisconsin Lutheran College, it's a great complex. But Casting Crowns to come to Wisconsin Lutheran College, this is a little bit smaller, more intimate venue than I think they're used to playing. Is that correct?
That'd be correct. I mean, typically, if you're going to see Casting Crowns, they only play at 3,000 seat plus venues or more. And we've been fortunate. We've built I think we have a good track record. We had 10th Avenue North a couple of years ago, sold out show. We had Citizen Way, I Am They, very almost sold out show. And then last fall, we had Zach Williams with We the Kingdom and Kane, sold out show. And all these people in the industry are connected. And they said, what a great time that they've had here, play here. And we had this opportunity to get Casting Crowns. And we worked some deals and able to bring them here. And we wouldn't be able to do it without, we've got some key sponsors that are making it possible for us. And I'd just like to thank
me.
Newman Company.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jeremy. Thank you for setting that up. But I that was my next thing. We cannot thank companies like Newman Companies enough, because without their help, right? They're the presenting sponsor of this thing, and without their help, I don't know if it would be possible to bring a band like this to Wisconsin Lutheran College.
It wouldn't. It would not be possible. And they've been very supportive of our mission and what we're doing. Matt and all the people over there at Newman Companies. And when this opportunity presented itself, we shared it and they said, yeah, let's do it. And the reason why we do these things is to offer a great opportunity for people in the Christian community. Come have a great time. Come to our campus. Christian music's awesome, especially in the challenging times we're in. Have a great night. Check us out. And as a byproduct, a lot of times out of this, some students say, well, this is kind of a cool place. Maybe I should check out WLC as well.
Which is great, and I hope that happens as well. There are other sponsors, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but certainly, you know, Client First and Sky High and HNI, I don't know them, but that they're a platinum sponsor, and Client First is a gold sponsor, and Sky High Marketing is a bronze sponsor, and I really thank them a lot, along with Newman Companies, Because if it was not for these companies that truly believe in the mission statement of WLC, this could not happen. And to bring somebody like Casting Crowns into a venue that seats probably around 2,000, Jeremy, somewhere in
there?
Yeah, we're
at 2,050 for this show.
2,050. And it's going to be at the Recreation Complex. Is that the place where the basketball teams play, or is that a different facility?
It's the same facility. We transform it from athletics into a concert venue, and it's awesome.
Jeremy, I was there for the Tony Dungy thing a few years ago, and I've been in that facility 150 times as a basketball coach. I didn't even know I was in there. First of all, I mean, when you talk about you're going to transform this facility, I don't know how many man hours it took, but that place looked like the nicest place in downtown Chicago. I'm telling you, it was absolutely gorgeous, and I'm sure that you guys will transform that facility into a really nice concert facility. I know the sound there is really good. You don't have to worry about that at all. And there are tickets available, but not many. And I've got to believe it's going to be sold out. The best place to go, itickets.com. One word, itickets.com. More information, go to wlc.edu, Casting Crowns. If you Google that, it'll give you all the information that you need, and it'll give you more information. If you're not familiar with We Are Messengers and Jonathan Traylor, do a nice job of highlighting and showing you who these guys are. The other thing with this, Jeremy, for this show, Faith in the Zone, I use a song from Casting Crowns. And if you listen to Faith in the Zone, you know, it sticks in your head. And I can't wait to hear them with a number of the songs that they're playing now. And you hear them all the time. And I can't tell you how excited my wife and I are. Just really happy to be there. Can we talk about it's general admission tickets for the most part, correct?
Yeah, there's different seating sections, actually. And the only two sections of seats that we have left are our Artist Circle 2, which are some floor seats. It's like the second best floor seats. And then the general admission with bleacher seats. And, I mean, all of them, you're going to get a great view. If you want to stand, you know, the floor seats, sometimes people like to stand during the concert. You might be standing a little bit more. The bleachers, you get an excellent view of the stage. Again, 2,050-seat venue, very close. Every seat's a great seat. And it's going to be a great show. They are bringing a ton of equipment.
Are they
three
really?
Three semis of stuff. Basically, four semis of stuff loaded into three. It's going to be beautiful. Beautiful stage, beautiful lights, beautiful show. But most important, the music and the message will be outstanding.
Guys, again, you know what? Join us because my wife and I will be there. Doors open at 6 p.m. And I gotta believe that Terry and I will be somewhere right around 6 p.m., that will be there. And when you, again, go to itickets.com, and I'm looking at it right now with general admission bleachers and Artist Circle 2, you had said, correct?
Yes.
Yep. So really reasonably priced tickets. There is a chance for a VIP experience add-on if you want to do that. It's a pre-show experience with Casting Crowns. You can get all that information, again, at itickets.com. Jeremy, you'll be there on Friday?
I will be here all day.
Yeah,
the tour arrives at about 6:30 in the morning, and there is a tight schedule all day from the time that they roll out of here at 1:30 early Saturday morning. So we'll be... takes a lot to pull this off. We have over 110 volunteers wow. ready to go, and just thankful for all the hands here at the college, the campus that are willing to give of their time to help us have this great event for the community.
It is a great event. And again, we have to thank the people at WLC for pulling this off, and certainly their sponsors. And for the most, I'd like to thank the Newman Companies, who is the presenting sponsor of this. Go to itickets.com. itickets.com and get your tickets. Am I about right? 120 tickets left, somewhere in that range?
It's been changing every day. As of late Sunday, we were about 150, 170, I believe. And I don't have the direct update right now. I get that you know, every day. And who knows what it could be down to under 100 right now.
Yep.
So when they're gone, they're gone. And it's not going to take long, I don't think.
No, I think it's going to get sold out. And I would highly recommend get online, go to itickets.com and pick up your tickets. Again, Casting Crowns. Yeah, this Friday, April 1st at WLC, Wisconsin Lutheran College, the rec complex. You're going to have to, if you get there early, you might find some parking around. If not, there's enough parking, I think, not only on Bloombaum, but in the neighborhoods there to help everybody. It's free parking. Get over there 6:15, 6:30, something like that. And I'm just excited. My wife is really excited. Jeremy, thanks a lot. I appreciate all the work that you guys at WLC do to highlight our community and bring in some just unbelievable people, not only from Tim Tebow and Tony Dungy and President Bush years ago, and some of these concerts you guys do. You guys just do as good a job as anybody, I think, in the country at highlighting what you do at WLC. So thank you very much.
Well, we're happy to do it, blessed to do it. And we just look forward to having hopefully a great crowd, and we know it'll sell out, so we just hope everyone listening, don't wait. Get your tickets. We look forward to having you on our campus and for a great evening next week.
Go to itickets.com to get those tickets. He's Jeremy Bach, Executive Director for the Center for Christian Leadership at WLC. Thanks for listening. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip on a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on 1250 AM, The Fan. 'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.